Blog Talk Radio.
Dreams, make a plan to do something that typically people who have their whole lives out in front of them would do. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, a lot of times when you start to approach middle age, people start looking at you like you on your way down or on your way out. So you need to just basically sit back, relax, and chill and let it play out the way it's supposed to play out. Well, what if you're not feeling that? What if you really just caught your stride when you got older? What if you just found what you were meant to do when you got older? So what if you're fighting for that? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Let's get it right. Do it right. The game tight. Stacey Yvette White holding it down for the D. I'm glad you came through to see me and Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. It's always good to see ya. Yes, that's why I greet ya. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Yeah, always here. Yeah, the boys chill. What's going on, my man? What's going on? I don't like the way this looks on camera, son. I got some tape. Oh, shit, I put the tape upstairs. Fuck. Let me see if I can hush. Well, then I'm going to have to take it off then. It's going to be all right. Yeah, you know it's going to be all right. Thank you, bro. Everything's going to be all right. We do this thing like every night. Yes, we do. Yeah, you my friend, and we do this thing on the weekends again. Everything is going to be okay. Morning, noon, night, every day. What you say? Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sunshine 752. And this your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Daily Go. 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 It's the Daily, Daily, the Daily, the Daily, it's the Daily Go. 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 Daily. Daily. Too old to be out here fighting. Too old to be out there fighting. It makes sense. But you know, I think this show is a little personal because, you know, I resent that people feel like once you get over 40, once you get over 50 or whatever, that you're supposed to just lose that fire. Like the expectations that we put on ourselves as middle-aged people, when you really think about it, they're a little unrealistic, you know, because if you've taken care of yourself, if you've eaten right, if you've exercised, if you've avoided excessive drugs and alcohol and things like that, you didn't smoke or whatever, then you should be in relatively good health. Not saying that you're going to be in perfect health, but you should be in pretty good health, which means that you can still do a lot of the things that you probably couldn't do when you were younger, because you may not have paid as much attention to your health when you were younger as you do right now, when you're sort of knocking on that door of mortality, so to speak. But think about that, knocking on the door of mortality. Like, what kind of way is that to be speaking, especially when you feel like you have a lot of life in you? You know, if you woke up this morning and you didn't feel like you were going to die today, because you haven't been sick, you haven't been feeling bad, and things in your life have been going pretty well, then what are you too old for again? Now, when they say that you're too old to be out here fighting, yeah, that may be true because it's a negative image. You know, you shouldn't be out here, you know, people shouldn't have cameras on you talking about world star. Yeah, that's right. You shouldn't be out here playing yourself. You shouldn't be out here you spread negativity. You shouldn't be out here causing fights. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't defend yourself when you are offended. And I mean offended for real. I'm not saying that somebody teased you or somebody insulted you or whatever. But I'm saying when somebody has threatened you with violence or is violent towards you, what do you mean too old to be out here fighting? I'm going to fuck you up. And I'm going to try to make sure that this doesn't happen for the rest of my life. This doesn't happen again for the rest of my life. So no, you're never too old to defend yourself, but you're also never too old to do the things in your life that you have not done that you've always wanted to do. And I think that we do ourselves a disservice by cutting ourselves off from aspirations. I don't think that's cute. If you've had something that you've wanted to do all your life and you still have a chance to do it, why wouldn't you do it? I've heard people say, man, well, you know, these young cats got it right now. I'm going to let them live. Fuck you, me. Yeah, you too old to be out here with your pants hanging off your ass. But I've seen a lot of construction workers with their pants hanging off their ass. And that's before it became cute. Cute. Just keeping it a buck. A tool belt will weigh your pants down. And that's an actual fact. Anybody who has ever had who has ever worn a tool belt know that. Listen, your regular belt ain't gonna keep your pants open. You got this heavy ass tool belt. You know, you got hammers and shit. So, yeah. So I would think that you are too old. You may be too old to be out here setting a bad example, but you're not too old to still be fiery. You're not too old to defend yourself. You're not too old to get your shine on. You're not too old to try to make improvements in your life. You're not too old to jump in the ring of some type of endeavor that you've wanted to do. Life is not passing you by when you turn 40 or 50 years old. Sure, we know people who die of cancer and heart attacks and all that kind of shit in their 40s and 50s, but we also know people in their 30s who have done the same thing. Some people have done it in their 20s. The bottom line is the clock is set for you to live your life to the fullest until the clock doesn't tick for you anymore. You know what I'm talking about? Emily Dunlap in the house. I said to Emily on the Instagram side, good to see me, son, you, no doubt. And Queen Matu Mayini, what's going on, ma? It's good to see you right now. Yo, want to go far. And Sucre JT Yuck, Sucre Jatois, what's going on, ma? Ha, 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 ha. What's up, y'all? So we talking about too old to be out here fighting. Too old to be out here fighting. Well, it's Rev. You are too old to be out here fighting. But if somebody fights you and you don't fight them back, then you too old to not be defending yourself. Fuck is wrong with you? All that bitch shit, you should have left that alone when you was in your teens. You know, T. Carry right morning, noon, and night. It's good to see my peoples going right there in your direction and in your sight. Word up. Carol Chamberlain says, you're never too old to defend yourself. And she says, life is to be enjoyed, whatever it takes, just do it. I agree. Shit, Carol in her 60s, and she still be coming through with fly sneakers. And I ain't never seen nobody in their sneakers in their 60s spend that much money for some those sneakers. She be getting the fly shit too. You know, I ain't talking about the senior fly shit. They think that this is nice. No, I'm like, she showed me her shit. I'm like, you bought that? She's like, yeah, I bought that, oh. I'm like, yeah. I would buy that. But you ain't too old to... Listen, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You ain't never too old to get fly. It may be a new version of fly. I do believe that, you know, some women are out here too, they too old to be out here dressing all scantily clad, looking all crazy and shit, trying to do what these young girls are doing. But that's because they trying to keep up with a generation that's passing them. And that generation that they may be emulating, to me, are not fly. Listen, I don't care what nobody say. Sexy is not taking off all your clothes. It's not. And you know why that's not sexy? Because that means anybody who ever had a baby is sexy. And you ain't going to tell me that every mother is sexy. Because you would have had to be sexy before you became a mother. And it ain't like that. Sexiness is an energy. It's an energy. It's a feeling. It's soul. It's a feeling that you give off. Sexy Diva Mecca. What up, Sexy Diva Mecca? Thanks for coming through. But yeah, any woman can take off all her clothes and get attention from men, but not every woman can chill, lay in the cut with fully clothed and get that attention, like, or garner attention just by the way she walked, or by the sound of her voice, or by some type of intelligent way that she displays herself. Like, yo, shorty had me open like 7-Eleven. I was AMP and Mini Mart out this bitch. I was Quickie Mart on The Simpsons. What? I was Walgreens out in the Midwest. All right, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I do think that 40 women in their 40s and 50s out here, you know, showing their asses and titties and shit, I don't think that's sexy. I think it's whorish. And I think that that's something that a young girl, that's a lesson that young girls would have to learn. They have to learn how to be sexy if they didn't get it automatically. It's something you have to learn. You can be trained to be sexy. You can. You can be trained to have sex appeal. But shit, I mean, you pop out your titty, yeah, all the men are going to look. But they ain't all going to want to wife you. They might want to wife you for like an hour, 5 minutes, however long they can last. However long they can last before they succumb. However long they can last before they succumb. They succumb, you know what I mean? And you know the past tense of the word succumb is succumb. Damn, nigga, you succumb again? You succumb again fast. You. All right. But the bottom line is. The bottom line is, hey, what's going on? DDRH01, what's going on? Thanks for coming through. But yeah, you know, there are a lot of lessons that we will learn along the way when we are learning, when we are growing. So until you master something and play it all the way out, how are you going to get too old to be doing it? Yeah. If you getting high, taking, you know, experimenting with new drugs, like if you're in your 40s and shit and you just now trying ecstasy and mollies and fucking, and you messing around popping Xanax, what? Yeah, you too old to be getting high that way, dog. Smoking wet and shit like that. No, you too old for that. There is no age appropriation for that. You too, you listen, when it comes to dust, you ain't never the right age to smoke no dust. Smoke no wet. There is no appropriate age. You can be too young. You can definitely be too old. But you can never be, oh, you know what? This is the right time to exact age you should be experimenting with psychedelic drugs that you might not even come back from. Carol, you remember that drug back in the day called Monster? Monster was crank. Monster was crank. And it would fuck you up. I used to know the exact ingredients of crank. I'm gonna have to look it up now. Crank. Crank. Crank is a street name for the illicit. Methamphetamine. That was meth. Methamphetamine. Some users define crank as a less pure version of crystal meth. A less pure version of crystal meth. But the terms are mostly considered to be interchangeable. Crank is a dangerous illicit stimulant that is not used for any medicinal purpose. Meth. Crank. Ice. All right, let me see. Let me look up Monster. Monster. He did the Monster. No, no, no. Let me see. Wait a minute. Because I'm trying to see if Monster was Crank. I believe that it was. Okay. Well, I ain't gonna, spend all day on this. The bottom line is, first of all, at some point in your life, you're gonna need to, stop using substances in order to cope with life's problems that you have. At some point, you're gonna have to either get counseling, or you're just gonna have to come to the realization that you have to be more responsible. You can't be out here treating your body that way and expect things to go well. What's going on, Cherry, Dana, Cinderella, Dana. What is the woman, Dana, with famous Cinderella, Dana. What is the woman, Dana, with fame? What's going on, Dana? It's a day. And Robin Ming here to do her thing. She's a queen for her queen. I mean, a queen for a king, no doubt. No doubt. Okay, wait a minute. Energy, okay. Okay, Carol says, yes, and they used to make speedballs with that and heroin. Yeah, Monster had heroin. Okay. Monster. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on about? What's going on about? Narcil says, I was friends with a guy that became curious about crack after returning from a successful amateur boxing career. Talk about going out of the world backwards. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, you are too old. I mean, crackheads are pretty much an aging generation. You won't find too many young crackheads, at least not right now. Most of the crackheads now are associated with the 80s in some type of way. So the people who smoke crack now, like in their 60s and their 50s, you know what I'm saying? So it's not a good look. And you are too old to be getting high like that. You too old to be running around taking chances on your health that way. You know, rest in peace to DMX. Even though there's a lot of controversy centered around his death, because many people believe that the vaccine shot was his actual cause of death. But I don't think it can be denied that he probably had cocaine in his system or some kind of drugs in his system. But I think he even knew that he was getting too old to be playing that way. It was time to put those games away, put those toys away, because it wasn't working for him no more. And that's the thing. That's the thing that I want to get across to y'all more than anything else. You're not too old to do anything except for the things that are not working. The things that aren't working for you and never have or used to, and they're not anymore and will not return to that, you're getting too old to still be trying to do those things. Because it's like you're running on a treadmill, except you're not really running. You're barely even walking on a thing. So you're not burning any calories or helping yourself in any way physically. But on top of that, you're going nowhere. You're going nowhere. So, yeah, that's what you're getting too old for. You're too old to be out here, acting a fool and playing yourself. Yeah, you're too old to be doing that. Bullying. You're too old. You're too old to be out here you know, trying to threaten people. Like, what you doing, man? Come on, man. Come on. We not doing that. We not doing that. No, no. So, yeah, you can be too old for that. You can be too old to be playing yourself. And you can also be too old to not even know when you're playing yourself or not. You could be too old not to recognize when you're playing yourself. You should have figured that out somewhere along the way, because if you still playing yourself when you were, as you get older, then you was playing yourself all through the time when you were younger. All through the night. This nigga's bugging. He ain't doing it right. All through the night. He messing with young John. About to see the precinct. That's another area, though. That's another area. You know. No. Still chasing behind these young girls out here. You know what I mean? Now, I know you can't tell. You can't tell a lot of these men that they ain't this shit, because they can still get some young girls out there. But when you really think about it, it's really not that impressive. I mean, it's not. It's not that impressive to be able to get with a young girl. And let's say you're 50 years old and you're messing around with somebody that's like 22. It's not that impressive. It definitely doesn't show you in a good light. Some people going to excuse it like, oh, all right, you know, he still got it. And, you know, if he can keep up with it, I guess he's all right. I guess it's all right. And that's cool if you want to look at it that way. But I bet you if it was your daughter, you probably wouldn't be looking at it that way. Like my 22-year-old daughter, barely out of college, in her senior year college, then dropped out of college because she's pregnant by this motherfucking 50-year-old. Oh, word. Yeah, it ain't all that cute then, is it? That motherfucker might be too old for you. You got a 27-year-old. You got a 22-year-old. You ain't but 37 your goddamn self. You had her when you was 15. He 13 years older than you. But yeah, running around here trying to get with these young girls, trying to impress them. You don't think you can be too old for that? Man, listen, that's crazy. That's crazy. To me, it is. But like I said, a lot of these cats my age and older, you can't tell them shit. They tell me, like, well, you just jealous. I'm like, nigga, I could do it too. All you got to do is flash a little cash. That's why I say it's not that impressive. It's really not. Young girls ain't hard to catch. If they think you a good-looking old head, they going to be with it. Flash a little cash. Spin the block in your little Lincoln. Spin the block in your Lincoln. See if she don't get in. I ain't saying she a streetwalker. She ain't no hooker. She might not even be a full-fledged hoe. But let her be looking for a father figure. Touch on a little bit. Touch on a little bit. Probably like a father did. You know what I mean? These young girls making these old heads feel strong dicked. You strong dicked, nigga. She validated you. You still strong dicked. Best $1,000 you ever spent. Not that $40 shit. You get a $40 young John. Well, that's exactly what you gonna get. $40. You gonna feel that $40. You gonna feel that. You gonna feel that $40. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Tisharlene? Good to see me, son. You ain't seen you around here in a, I mean, a good minute. What's up, ma? Oh, she says, yes, it's scary. Somebody can't stop. Cal Chamberlain says, he had a bad heart. I mean, he abused drugs for years. No disrespect. Crack has been known to burst hearts open. That's true. And he was asthmatic, you know what I'm saying? But they say that was that shot. But one thing X seemed to know is that he was getting too old to be fucking around like that. He was mellowing out. He was smoothing. He had learned some shit over the years, being in and out of jail, in and out of jail, in and out of jail, in and out of court. Got another court date. I'm going to jail. He went to jail for everything. Everything was for sale. You know, it's a hard life. But yeah, too old to be out here fighting. Narcissus says, strong dicted for 5 minutes. That's right. You know what I mean? She made him feel strong dicted. You too old to be just now feeling strong dicted, homie. Yeah, man. By now, you should be already validated You should be stamped. You know, somebody should be co-signing for you. Like, yo, yeah, he's strong-dicted. Okay. He's strong-dicted. You never surrender. You never surrender. Oh, time is all I'm asking for. That's a crazy twat, said, please stop. My bad. Listen, I'm just saying, though. Yeah, I mean, you, come on, man. You just, nigga, you just, 53 years old, you just now finding out you strong dicked, or is this your comeback performance? What you doing? You can't be 53 and then now you going on a pussy tour? You too old for a pussy tour. You have to play local. Son, you have to play local, son. You're going to have to play local. You ain't built for no tour. Fuck you think you are? The Rolling Stones? You ain't no Mick Jagger. Mm-mm. You ain't no Keith Richards. That ain't you. Who are you? Who? Now tell me, who the fuck are you? All right, man. Listen. TK Wright says, fighting for what, though? Oh, you must have just got here, TK Wright, morning, noon, and night, psych, no. Nah, you did. You are just getting here. You're so young. Yeah. We was talking about how you're too old to be out here spreading negativity. So, I don't know. I'm of the impression you're never too old to be in a fist fight if you're able to be in a fist fight. Because you're never too old to defend yourself. But to be out here causing fist fights, to be out here provoking, to be out here bullying, to be out here sending a negative message to the youth, yeah, you're too old to be doing that. You too old. Why are you so old? But yeah. So yeah, I don't want to take away the things that I don't want to get into, you know, you too old. You too old to, like I said, I don't think, it's a shame. I listen to some of the original pioneers of hip hop and they talk about how it's a shame how hip hop is such a, we have relegated to being to it being a young person's game. So you have the Rolling Stones and I mean Jefferson Starship and Rush and who else? More popular bands. We got Steppenwolf, Led Zeppelin when they can get back together, you know. All of these old rock bands and even these funk bands and stuff like that, they can just go, they can put their bands back together and just tour. Put together an album if they want to, or tour without an album. Just go and perform around the world. Like Statesman. But hip hoppers, it's like, oh, they old school artists. Old school artists. And the only way they get on a tour is if it's an old school tour. So you can't just go see Big Daddy Kane because Big Daddy Kane is performing? You ain't going to tell me that if Big Daddy Kane came to Philadelphia that nobody is going to go see Big Daddy Kane. Yeah, it might not be the young people who go see Big Daddy Kane, but it don't need to be. But I don't think that he needs to be billed as an old school artist. Same thing with KRS-One. Same thing with a Cool Moe Dee. Same thing with LL Cool J. What are you talking about? Run DMC? You'll never see Run DMC or LL Cool J on an old school tour. You know why? Because they made too much money for that. I'm dead serious. That's the real reason. You will never see LL Cool J on an old school tour. Because he's still famous. You will never see Run DMC on an old school tour. Ever. He sold 4 million records in the 80s. Groundbreaking shit. You will never see the Beastie Boys on an old school tour. Not because MCA is dead. Because they're a real group. And they've had real success. They wasn't one of them B-list groups who only had a couple of hits or whatever. It's not going to happen. It's big stage and no stage. That's it. So it's just a shame that a Brass Construction and a Mandrill can go on tour and just be on a tour. They're going to be at Demand. They'll probably be at Demand Music Center this year, you know, if we can get this COVID situation together. But they come to Demand Music, the Dell East. They come to the Dell East every fucking summer and kill it. Every fucking summer. That's not an old school tour. That's not what it's billed as. We know that they're older artists, but they still have good music and they're band and they perform well. They perform well. So they come and they rock it every fucking year. Get it. You know that shit, when they play that shit, it'd be over. You know, Mandrill, you know what I mean? So, I don't care if you're 50 years old, you want to make a rap record, make a rap record. Why not? Even if it's for no reason, then just to say that you did it. It's something that you always wanted to do. You may not pursue a career in this shit, but if that's something that you've always wanted to do and have always had the skills to do it, do it. Now you can do it yourself. Put together a CD. Put that shit on all platforms. Spotify, iTunes, whatever. You know, whatever platforms they are now. I bet you somebody going to buy your shit. But you'll always be able to say, well, at least, I did that. I wanted to do it, and I did it. Let me see. Okay. TK Wright says, never too old to fight to keep your peace. Man, you ain't never lied. OTK, right, have been here. Okay. Oh, yeah. Did I mention her at the top? Let me see. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Never mind. I'm too old to be losing my memory. Okay. Narciso says, osteoporosis isn't far from some of us over 50. Well, that's why you need to eat leafy vegetables, because they have lots of calcium in it. No, not milk. Leafy vegetables. Leafy vegetables will help to prevent osteoporosis. And why we at it, Mr. Brother from Another Mother, Norris Hill, let's have a look at things that we can eat to prevent osteoporosis. What are things that you can eat to prevent osteoporosis?
Daily recipes for your osteoporosis prevention diet breakfast, avocado toast. Mash together the avocado, lemon juice, paprika, and salt. Spread onto the toast and enjoy. Lunch, black bean, spinach, and mushroom burrito. Heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a medium saucepan. Saute the onion and garlic until soft and add the mushrooms. Plus more.
Okay, what are the best diet or foods to help with osteoporosis? Let's see. Fish? Okay, let's look it up. Let's see. Let's see. Well, first of all, I resent the fact that they're making it look like osteoporosis is mainly for females. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. Dairy products. Some of the most important foods for osteoporosis are dairy products. I don't like that. Milk, cheese, yogurt. I'm not fucking with that. Okay, but they say dairy products. Fish, fruits, and vegetables. An important component of any diet is fruits and vegetables. And a diet for osteoporosis patients is no different. Some vegetables can provide even more calcium in your diet, such as leafy greens. Like... I said leafy greens like kale and collard greens and broccoli and okra. You know what I mean? I said kale, collard greens, broccoli and okra. You know what I mean? I said leafy greens like kale and collard greens and broccoli and okra. You know what I mean? Kale and okra, collard greens, kale, okra, collard greens and broccoli. You know what I mean? I said kale, collard greens, and okra, and broccoli. You know what I'm saying? Kale, collard greens. I had told y'all, leafy vegetables, and also fortified food. Let's see, fortified food. I don't know. Oh, shit. All right. Juices and cereals. No, fuck all that. I knew I felt something. I'm going to see you. There's a flying bug in here. I'm going to get him. Stick with the, if you want to prevent osteoporosis, stick with the leafy vegetables. Because they're going to give you much calcium. Calcium. All right. Yo, Cal, you gotta get some leafy vegetables up in you, ma. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make you some colon ream. Make you some colon ream, ma. Make you some colon ream. All right. Okay, no, it just says, saying that to say, breaking a bone in a street fight, yeah, isn't behooving for some of us. That's right. I mean, honestly, we may be too old to not know how to handle our problems or our disagreements or adversity without getting violent or causing other people to act violent towards us. We should know how to handle ourselves. We should know how to talk to people. We should know how to handle our business without it resorting to an uncomfortable situation for ourselves and for other people. We should have learned that. And if we didn't learn it yet, it's a lesson that we need to learn with the quizziness. With the quizziness. Too old to be out here fighting. Too old. Let's see here. Narcissus says, repeat after me. Fruits and vegetables are your friends. Yes, they are. Robbie Mink says, Ron Isley is 34 years older than his wife. Yeah, Ron Isley tripping. And his wife tripping. His wife looking cold, looking like Beyonce. I don't know what the fuck is going on. All right, Carol Taylor says, I eat lots of veggies, Omar. A lot of times, I don't eat red meat, just chicken and fish, especially salmon. All right. So, yeah, you need to eat more leafy vegetables. Kale, collard greens, broccoli, okra, green beans. I got to get you with the... I got to get you with the calcium, with the green vegetables, with the calcium and the greens, collard greens. Nah, I mean, collard greens, yeah. Collard greens, yeah. Collard greens and some leafy vegetables, nah, I mean, with the, Okay, she says, I eat all of them except okra. Yup, you gotta have some okra. You look like Oprah with a whole lot of cash. More than that ass. I said you need that okra all your life. It's gonna give you more life. Don't you want some more life? I need you around for another like 20, 25 years, 30 years, do 100, you understand? Yeah, yeah. Don't clock out on time soon. It ain't time for you to go home yet, so. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, you ain't too old to have a lot of energy and have fun and shit. That's, and some of us be taking ourselves out the fun game. I'm going to keep cracking jokes and fucking around with y'all and doing little funny shit until shit ain't funny for me no more. And I don't know when it's going to be, but I don't have it scheduled. And it ain't welcome. You're never too old to have fun, you know? and all old heads don't have money to be traveling all over the world and shit. And not all old heads want to do that. But you should be able to do what you want to do. Do what you gotta do, kid. Do what you gotta do, kid. Captain says, still looking for my sugar beets. Sugar beets, yes. Yes, with some sugar beets. Yes. The sugar beets. They're like beets that's white. Sugar beets. Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, so it says I need to keep this show in mind when I go see my grandkid. I have to make sure I don't cross paths with individuals whom are on my shit list. Yes. Well, I'll tell you this, my brother from another mother, Nars Hill. You're never too old to carry a pocket knife, a nice big one. They say that you should only have a pocket knife where the blade is as long as your palm. But I like it for it to come up to my thumb. And you're never too old to stick the knife in and turn it a little bit to make sure, you know, that you give their intestines a twirl. But if that happens, it'll be justified because that was close hand-to-hand combat. And that's a very life-threatening experience. And I don't want to see my brother go out. But don't worry, Norris. If I ever witness you out there in a fight, I'm jumping in. And I don't give a fuck if you win it. All right? I got you. Yes. So, yeah, y'all. Tastes gritty and sandy. Oh, I'm not feeling that. I mean, I like it. My cuz, my young cuz, Var Wilk. My man, Var Wilkinson. What's going on, my cuz? My mellow man, my mellow. How you feeling, you? Good to see you, my dog. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? You know. All right. But yeah, man. You know, you're never too old. You're never too old to try to enjoy life or try to improve your life. But you should know. You should know at some point, as you start getting older, like what's good for you and what's just good on the surface or what just looks good. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Yeah, subscribe to the channel. We need some subscribers. Yo, we can make it live. Subscribe to the channel. Do it right now. No way, no how. Yeah, subscribe. Make it down. Make it right. Make it how it should sound. Shirley Cheryl says, I'm getting older, but I try to stay ready using whatever method I have to be safe. What's that? Let's see, a gun, a knife, fork, spoons. That's right. God forbid that you have to spoon a nigga. You got to be at close range to spoon a nigga, right? Like, pussy, lay down. Lay down. Relax. Let me get behind you. Listen, it's only spooning if you're naked. Right? Wait a minute. It might not be spooning if you're naked. If you're naked, it's fucking. And why are we talking about fucking, since y'all brought it up? Is it fucking if you're not penetrating? Now, I'm talking about oral sex aside. Because we know that's fucking. But if you're spooning naked, but you haven't stuck it in yet, are you fucking? Emily, y'all brought it up. You heard what y'all said. Yeah, it says right there. What Cheryl says, spooning. And Carol says, spoon their eyes. Oh, that says scoop their eyes. She must have changed it. I think originally it said spoon. Question twice said nope. Sure, it says if you can't eat them, you can bet. You can wait. If you can eat them, you can beat them. Robbie Ming says, I try to go see them when they come to Philly. I wish War would come and do their thing. Dang, Rob, you're going way back. You talking about Mandrill and Brass Construction? Because they always come together. You know, I like to see the Barcades. I like to see the Barcades. I like the Barcades. You like the Barcades? I like the Barcades. I like the Marquise. All right. Okay. So, yeah, man. Yeah, man. You know, too old to be out here fighting. Too old to be out here to fight, out here fighting, but you're never too old to defend yourself. But what would you, what do you do? How is an older, mature person supposed to handle a situation where a young person is being disrespectful and threatening toward them? Oh, okay. Var Wilkinson says, foreplay. It's foreplay if you're naked and spooning without penetration. So that's foreplay. Sucre Jatois says, if you're humping, yes. Then that's fucking. So you could be humping without penetration. That almost sounds like it could be painful for one of y'all. Humping with a hard dick, but it ain't penetrating. He just punching you in the back. It can hurt him too, though. Yeah, it hurts when it don't go in or when there's resistance. I swear to God, last week I had promised myself that I was going to do shows that were cleaner. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I do feel like this show is squeaky clean. But it may sound dirty. But that's not my fault. Medita Coleman, my big sis Darby, my first love. What's going on, baby? What's going on, my big sis? My bloodline is up here. Yeah, she can't miss. Carol told myself, hi, Medita. He's being his usual self. Look, man, I'm just saying, we talking about what you supposed to be too old to be doing, you know, you too old to be out here fighting, you too old to be arguing, but people need to supply and provide us with some solutions. If you too old to reach out and touch a motherfucker, you too old to slap, punch, or tell somebody get the fuck out of my face, well, what are you supposed to do? Because there are some young people who have no respect for their elders, and they get out of pocket. So what are you supposed to do? And I'm just being real about the situation. What are you supposed to do? What should you do when you get in a situation where defending yourself is necessary against a younger, formidable foe? What should you do? Should you let it slide? Should you go out like a bitch and try to talk your way out of it? Nah, young boy, I don't want to get into nothing with you. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to do that. I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't know. I think cats are too old to be out here acting like oral sex is something new. I think cats are too old to be being in women's inboxes offering to eat them out. Like, we ain't even got to do nothing. I just want to please you. Too old for that, son. You lying. Listen. I guess it would be worse if it's true. If you offering oral sex and don't even want sex yourself, you too old to be a real man. Like, you can best believe if I ever tell you that I just wanna please you by going down on you, and I don't even care if we don't do it, you can best believe that I'm lying through my teeth. Like, right through my teeth. Like, no, I don't even really care. You don't got to give me none. I just want to make you feel so good. You know, seeing you feel good makes me feel good. Because it's all that I'm living for the love of you. Mm-mm. So listen, let's just take off your pants and sit back and relax, and I'm going to just take care of you. And then I'm going to wash my face, or maybe not, and just, you know what I mean, I'll holler back at you later. I just wanted to take care of you. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, because women do it for men all the time. I still think they weirdos too. Ain't that much pleasing nobody in the whole world. Shout out to women who claim to have orgasms while they sucking dick, like. Hold up, though. Hold on. Wait. If you know what? You know, I just thought about that shit. For women who claim, because there are a whole lot of women out there that claim that when they give blowjobs, they're not even giving the blowjob for the man's pleasure. They say they're giving it for their own pleasure. They say that they have orgasms by giving oral sex. I'm like, okay. All right, so test out the theory. Go ahead, go down on my man. You know, finish the job. You know, let me blow vegetables all down your throat. And then just zip up my pants and be like, yo, shorty, good looking. I'd be like, I know I ain't got, you ain't looking for nothing else because you came already, didn't you? Matter of fact, let me feel. Yo, shit. Damn, man. You weren't lying. Well, whew, everybody's happy here now, aren't they? Everybody good? Everybody good? All right. Cut. It's a wrap. Yes, sucre je toi, blow vegetables. If we smokers claim to be blowing trees, well, then, you know. Anyway. Pecans, macadamias. I don't know. Carol Chamberlain says, you defend yourself by any means necessary. Any means necessary. Emily says, always going to be a turnaround. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, you know people like that? Yeah, you know people like that too. Maybe they're all just saying it. But I've known people who swore up and down. I've heard women say it. I don't give head for you. I'm giving head for me. I'm like, I guess this is like the whole forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for the person you're forgiving. It's for you. All right? I never really accepted that concept. Maybe on it. Turn a beat around. Love to heal percussion. Turn it upside down. Love to feel it. Love to feel it. Charlene Carey said, how's your clean show working for you? Oh, my, I've tried, Charlene. Carolyn them be provoked me to say it. They be texting me. You see, when I'm on the phone, it's because I don't want to show y'all the text. But they be texting me. Yo, start talking nasty now. They be like, you're losing them. Oh, like it says right here. Carol wrote me. You're losing them. Oh, better start talking that nasty shit. Oh, look. I got to stop giving out my number. And I will after tonight. Lose my number. Lose my number. Stop telling me to say nasty shit. Okay. That'll learn them. That should fix that right there. That'll fix it. We good. All right. You heathens. All right. Thank you. Carol Solism, you going to keep my name out your mouth, damn it. Don't get all coy, squeamish, and inhibited now, Carol. All right, anyway. Bobby Hill Cisse, Barbara Hill Cisse is all up in the house. She says, hey, y'all. And yuck with the smelling the fingers. And yes, it's for me. Oh, okay. It's for me as much, if not more, than it is for the man. He brings the tool. I bring the drool. Psych, cracking the hell up. It's the only time I put a man down. Okay. See, there you have it. Even if she was joking, she's telling the truth. You know how people say stuff like that. You know, you may think they're saying it just for attention, but there's truth. There's truth. There's truth in their promotion. So just like they say that forgiveness is not for the person that you're forgiving. It's for yourself. Well, according to women, because I don't hear men say this shit. I ain't never heard a man say, Yo, when I be giving my wife cunnilingus, I be busting off all crazy, son. I be succumbing to the pressure. I succumbed twice. You don't even know my name. I said succumb. Okay. It says, where do you come up with this stuff? You mean, where do I succumb up with this stuff? Where do I succumb up with this stuff? It just came to me. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We can't go on this way. You know what I'm saying? We can't. We can't go on this way. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L because the R-E-S-P-E-C-T they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L because the R-E-S-P-E-C-T they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L because the R-E-S-P-E-C-T they get number one out the box. Kendra Edwards, happy birthday to you. And Charmaine Letterman. Nope, that's Letman. turning 53 years old today, and Gregory McIntyre, no relation, you know what I mean, but he's from Jamaica, turning 58 years old today, and Dorothy Tootie, turning 56 years old today, and Jay Warren, turning 40 years old today, 40 years old, he got his 40 in his head, he got his bow, 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 yeah, what up now, and Khalid Henry, turning 27 years old today. And last but not least, Antonio Goodman, my man Antonio. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the dance and rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and yo, you're not too old, just hold it down for the day, like you're told, do what you feel, but always keep it real, you have 50 years before you to learn to peel. Well, how to appeal to others and plus yourself and make sure you keep your mental and emotional health intact and you get back to things that's whack and you don't invite that into your habitat. Everything is going to be all right, whether you think so or not, but you make it hot. And all you really got is the things that you know. So you rock that shit until the end of the show. And since we talking about the end of the show, we're going to see y'all tomorrow night the same time. Oh, I'm glad you're down, and I'm always going to be around. That's my word. Let me see. Old and sexy joint. Older and sexy. That's what's up. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. You came on the show at the tail end. We was talking about too old to be out here fighting. But the show will be up in a minute. You can run it back. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. You know, I appreciate you. I say you know. Ho, 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 ho. Do, 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 do. All right.